Good morning. My guest this morning is Trevor Hoffman, who is the co-director of a play that the Narrowway Stage Company is opening on September 17th. And I'm excited about it already.
Oh, me too.
It's called Sondheim's Assassins, and it opens at Sonoma Arts at Andrews Hall, Sonoma Arts Live at 276 East Napa Street in Sonoma. Welcome, Trevor.
Thank you very much, Roland.
Well, I looked at the cast list of this show, and it really blew me away. Among the cast of this show is everybody who ever killed an American president.
Yes. yes, everybody who killed an American president. And then at the time of writing, I think there had been 16 total assassination attempts, and we feature 9 of those people.
Wow.
Yeah.
How does the story work?
The story works partly by taking place in a bit of sort of a nether realm. There's this sort of limbo carnival that all these assassins happen to be at for one reason or another. And a very devilish Mephistopheles kind of character named the proprietor tempts each one of them to get what they want by basically buying a gun from him and going off to shoot a president.
Wow.
It's pretty messed up.
Yeah.
It's a terrifying concept and very much about, I think, how in the world is a regular American supposed to process and react to such an extreme act?
That's right. That's right.
And just kind of the terror that's there and what in the world must these people have been thinking?
How much do these people evoke the people they're playing?
You know, it really honestly depends. I think one thing that you'll find if you see the show is that some of the older chronological characters, because we don't know as much about them, we paint them and they're written to be a little bit more either wooden or a little bit more expected.
Right.
Giuseppe Zangara is very almost Chico Marx in some of his lines. He's this very Italian caricature. But part of that is because that's how anyone with an Italian accent would have been characterized.
That's right.
You know, in the era when FDR was right. president or president-elect at the time.
And I would assume that Leon Czolgosz, who was the assassin of President Garfield.
No, William McKinley.
That's right.
Yes.
It was Gito that was Garfield.
Yes.
Is he a classic anarchist with a bowling ball bomb?
Not quite. He is a very staunch and stolid character. He, I think, of anyone has this very direct line. Not that he's justified, but he's very honest about why he did it. He basically feels that he had nothing and some men had everything, and McKinley represented that. So he went after him.
Right. Why is the play called Sondheim's Assassins?
It's not called Sondheim's Assassins. It's Assassins by Stephen Sondheim and John Wideman, actually.
I see. Okay.
Like with anything that's written by Stephen Sondheim, people will tack his name onto it readily because he's quite famous. He's quite good.
He's not famous for this kind of theater, though, is he?
No. I mean, he's very much, you know, he's Into the Woods and he's Sweeney Todd. But
right,
he does
right.
really get into some of that darker stuff.
Yeah, that's
with,
right.
Even
it's
with
true.
Sweeney Todd and Into the Woods.
Yeah.
You know, and so this is maybe one of the – possibly the darkest show that he's ever done. And it is dark and it is surprisingly funny. Considering how terrifying it is at times.
And as I remarked when you came in, that I thought, for a female actress to be able to actually play Squeaky Fromm.
Yeah, and we have an incredible Squeaky Fromm in Nora Summers, by the way. And she's she and Julia Holsworth, who's playing Sarah Jane Moore, came in with just an incredible amount of research done on who these women actually are.
Yes,
you know.
Good.
And really brought a lot of the characters are written to be quite hilarious. They're clowny sometimes even, but they bring a real grounding depth to it, and it's beautiful.
Trevor, thank you very much for coming in. I am definitely going to see this show.
Let's tell people
once again that this is Assassins, Stephen Sondheim, and it's opening on September 17th, playing through October the 4th at Sonoma Arts Live in Andrews Hall, 276 East Napa Street in Sonoma. For information and tickets, sonomaalive.com. Thanks for listening. I'm Roland Giacobetti on KRCB for Sonoma Spotlight.